Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Everyone, a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. Thank God for His grace and His mercy that has kept us from last Sunday to this Sunday. We thank Him for all of the new mercies we've seen. We thank Him for life, health, and strength, and keeping us like only He can. Truly, we know the Lord as a keeper, and we are grateful to Him for His keeping power. Amen. We are glad to be able to get back together where we can lift up the name of Jesus. We haven't come for any fashion, form, or show. But we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. It is He who declared and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so we thank God today for His keeping and His drawing power that has kept us down through the years. So we're going to invite Him into our service this morning. And I'm going to go to the 24th Psalm. It's an invocation psalm that invites the Lord into our service, even though He doesn't need an invitation. It helps us to get ourselves in the right frame of mind to know that we are in His presence and that we are blessed to be in His presence. So we're going to read that together. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is this King of glory. But as Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Eternal Father, our God, we humbly bow in the name of Jesus this morning, thanking you, Father, for another Communion Sunday. Thank you for allowing us to gather together this morning by the different modes of communication. We acknowledge you, God, this morning, Father, as Lord and Savior of our lives. We invoke the presence of your Holy Spirit into this worship service, and we are so grateful, Father, and we come with an attitude of gratitude this morning. Thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells us. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your goodness. For great is thy faithfulness unto us. There is none like you, Father, and there is nothing that you can't do, because you do all things well. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, Father God, that you have allowed us, Father God, to get up this morning, to be mobile, to be able to move about, Father. And so we thank you for us being able to live, move, and have our very being in you, Father God. Oh, God, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for us, our souls cry out, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for saving us. Thank you for keeping us, for truly you are the keeper of our souls. Thank you for being our solid rock that we can lean and we can depend on, because we have come this far by faith, leaning and depending and trusting in you. So, God, you are good, and your mercy, it endures forever. Cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness, and make us pure vessels to be used by you in kingdom building. Oh, God, touch the hearts and the spirits of mankind this morning. Yes, Father, give us the spiritual fortitude to stand in the power of your might. Bind us together in love. Keep our bodies and our minds and our hearts and spirits strong. And, God, we thank you for being a God of all comfort. And we lift our hands and our hearts this morning to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise, because you are worthy of all the praises. And you're worthy of all the honor this morning. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What a mighty God we serve. And so, God, we know that you're able to do anything but fail, because you have never, never lost the case, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, because we know, God, that you know just what we have need of, because you are an omniscient God. And you're able to do anything, because you're omnipotent, God. And, Father, you are omnipresent, God, because you're present everywhere at the same time. And so, God, we just thank you this morning, because you keep on proving yourself to us. And you have done great things, Father God, for us. And we are so grateful this morning, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And we ask all of this in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank Heavenly Thanks for our prayer this morning. And truly, it's a blessing to be able to go to the Lord in prayer. We often go and do all kinds of stuff. But one of the most important things that we do on a daily basis, or should do on a daily basis, is go to the Lord in prayer. And we know that he's a prayer answering God. And down through the years, we found comfort, amen, in going to the Lord in prayer. Many times our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when he was having the normal trials and tribulations of life, he would get away and go to the Lord in prayer. And I know some of you know God like that for yourself, amen, that when the trials and the tribulations of life seem like they won't beat you down, that you can go to the Lord in prayer, that you can turn to him, amen, and that he'll give an answer, and he'll help soothe your soul, help ease a troubled mind. That's why he said cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. And we thank God, amen, for his care, for his provender, for his providing all of our needs. We want to sing about that this morning. There's a very familiar hymn, amen, that we've sang down through the years, number 153, in your hymnal. It's entitled Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And see, that's a song that you have to sing to yourself sometimes, because it seems like people and men of this world will let you down. It seems like they are not concerned about anybody but themselves. And it is good to know, amen, that in spite of it all, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of man's falling down, God is faithful. We all have to just look out the window this morning. And when you look out the window this morning and you see a bright sunshine, that God kept you through the night. Somebody ought to say amen. I said God kept you through the night. Amen. Even when you were asleep and didn't know where you were, when you were doing your involuntary inhaling and exhaling, when your heart was still beating, the old deacon used to say the blood was still running warm in your vein. And as you slept and you slumbered, the record declared that God was stationed an angel beside your bedside and make sure that any hurt, harm, or danger came upon you. And early this morning when he touched you with a finger of love, somebody ought to say, thank you, God, for your love. Amen. Your eyes flew open. You were able to see a brand new day. We might not have all the strength that we wanted. Amen. But we had a reasonable portion of health and strength. We were able to put one foot in front of the other. We were able to clothe ourselves, and we were in our right mind. Somebody ought to say hallelujah this morning. We were able to think of the goodness of Jesus. Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul can't help but to cry out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. And so we thank God today, amen, that he's been faithful, amen. He watched over me, and last night and early this morning, I was able to experience some new mercies. Mercies that I had on yesterday was sufficient for yesterday, but early this morning, I received some new mercies. God was able to bless me, amen. God was able to keep me. God was able to give me what I need for today. All I have needed, his hand has provided, and truly great is God's faithfulness toward all of us. I'm going to leave that alone. We will sing this hymn in the first verse of Great is Thy Faithfulness in number 153. It says, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thou compassion, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. And it goes on to say, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And if the Lord has been faithful to you, if he's blessed you, if he's kept you, if he has continued down through the years to show you that he is God and beside him there is none other, we ought to be able to sing to the glory of God this morning, great is thy faithfulness. So let us sing together, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thou hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Verse 2, summer and winter, summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy fullness, Lord, unto me. Verse 3. Pardon for sin and peace that endures. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thou hast provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God, to me. Hallelujah. We thank God for his faithfulness toward us. We thank God that morning by morning, new mercies we see. We thank God that all we have needed, I'm going to say that again, all we have needed. I think I'm going to say it one more time. All we have needed, God's hand has provided. Somebody ought to give God some praise this morning. If God has blessed you morning by morning, if God has provided all your needs, I'm talking about all your needs, not all the things you want, but everything you need. God, you provided every meal, so we say thank you. God, you provided every heartbeat, so we say thank you. God, you provided every breath, and so we say thank you. God, we provided every lying down and every getting up. In other words, every morning and every sunset, God's hand has provided. I don't know about you, but sometimes we take it for granted. But we're not going to take it for granted this morning. We're going to say, thank you, God, because you've been mighty good. Thank you, God, you've been good to me. Down through the years, God, you've made ways out of no way. God, you turned my situation around. God, you've been shelter in a time of storm. God, you've been a lawyer in a courtroom. God, you've been salvation when I couldn't save myself. God, you've been faithful even when I turned away. God, you kept right on being God all by yourself. And so, God, we say thank you for being faithful. Thank you, God, for always being there. Thank you, God, for being a doctor. Thank you, God, for being my lawyer. God, thank you for being a way maker. God, thank you for being everything that I've ever need. Hallelujah to your name. Truly, great is your faithfulness, Lord. Unto me. That's what the songwriter said unto me. Sometimes it's got to get personal. Amen. Well, you got to know it for yourself. So I can't speak for nobody else, but I can speak for myself that truly the Lord has been faithful unto me. Amen. We're going to go to our worshiper this morning, and we're going to go to our first worshiper. Last four digits, 1741, 1741. Good morning. Great is the Lord's faithfulness.
Yes, he is, Pastor Queso. Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. He truly has been an all-sufficient Savior. I praise him this morning because he is God and he is God alone. And there is no other God. Beside him, there is no other God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's been more than a way maker. He's been more than. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your grace. Thank you for your mercy this morning, Father. Thank you for being that all-sufficient Savior, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to your name. I bless you and I praise you this morning. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise God this morning for you, Pastor Kayson, and First Lady Kayson, the Heart of God Baptist Church. I thank God for my family, for my son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
God grant her traveling grace and mercy this week. Allow her to travel for a job and brought her back safely. I just
praise
God for that blessing. I thank God for just being a way maker, for being, hallelujah, a strong deliverer. I bless him and praise him this morning. I thank him for the power of his Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to keep us in you, Father, in spite of what it look like and feel like. Just help us to hold on to your unchanging hand because you are a God that never fails.
Yeah.
You are a promise keeper. And so this morning, I just want to praise him on this communion Sunday. My heart is so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I can't even express what I'm feeling, but Isaiah 53:5 say, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And I give God all the glory this morning for his healing process. Glory to God. God bless you all, Heart of God, and I love you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last word is 0025. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. Good morning.
Good morning. Great is the Lord's faithfulness this morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Morning, First Lady. Truly, I thank God this morning for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I thank him this morning for keeping my mind alert and strong. I thank him for my family that's near and far. I thank him for everything, for truly God is a good God. And as I began to go down memory lane this past week when I was sitting and God took my mind way back, God has truly been good to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, all that he has brought me through, my soul cries out hallelujah this morning.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for saving me because he has provided everything, everything that I have ever needed, and he has and will provide everything that I will even want now and in the near future. And so I just thank God because down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. Yes, he's been good. He's been so good. So good to me down through the years. The Lord's been good to me. Well, down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. Well, down through the years, the Lord's been good to me. He's been good, so good to me. Well, he took my feet out the miry clay. The Lord's been good to me. Well, he took my feet out the miry clay. The Lord's been good to me. He's been good. So good to me. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name this morning, God, because you've been so good to us.
down through the years, God. So, Lord, you've been good to us, and we thank you this morning. I thank you this morning, God, because I know what you can do, God. I have experience with you, God, and I thank you this morning, God, and I bless your name this morning, God.
Praise
thank you, Pastor Kayson. I thank God for you this morning. I thank God
praise
for my
God.
First lady and my church family praise this morning.
God.
Hallelujah. I thank God that he has allowed our path to cross. And I thank God for putting me under your nurturing, oh God, under your nurturing, oh God. I thank him this morning, Pastor Kayson. And your living is not in vain, Pastor Kayson. I thank you this morning. God bless you. God bless everyone
Hallelujah.
Today. And
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed and a marvelous and a wonderful week. And stay safe. Remember, down through the years, hallelujah, the
hallelujah.
Lord has been good to us. God bless you today.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3343. The Lord has been great and faithful. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for me this morning. And thank you, God, for me to open my eyes up and see the sunshine in my eyes. I'm so blessed that I've been away from home and almost back to get home again. I'm so glad that God let me see all my children and got a chance to be able to see all my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and thank him for all the blessings that he has stored upon me for all my years that he blessed with me with that we have brought me for a mighty long way. And I'm so thankful, Father, that he gave us another second chance to stay on the right track and follow his name. There's always the devil's always chasing you all the time. Every day, he's always at me all the time. I know I'm on the right track, but he keep on following me, but I still fight. And God stay with me all the time. I'm so thankful that he gave me this second chance. And bless this day in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971. Great is the Lord's faithfulness. Good morning.
God Baptist Church. It's so good to be alive and being able to worship him this morning. It's been a great week for us. We have so much to be thankful for. I would like to thank God for sparing us one more day. We are so blessed that we are children of the Most High God. We are all in the sacred circle of love because we know he loves us. I thank God for allowing me this morning to be able to worship him and break bread together with this beautiful Sunday morning with my daughter and my sister. I thank you, God, that you have not forgotten us. And as the song says, and the words are so fitting this morning, because they never change. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, which is so, so true.
Mm-hmm.
Thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I can say it because it's true. I can have something to measure it by. Because we all have a testimony that God is so good. He does what he says he's going to do, and he's always
on. Yes, he does.
For that, Lord Jesus, I say thank you this morning. I thank you, I praise you, and I give you all the glory. I thank all of the members of our church that are so faithful, so faithful. So kind and so loving. Pastor, as the Lord would say, you are the apple of our eye. Keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. And it's the only way we can see it is it's going to get better and better and better. We love you. We love you, First Lady. Hope to see you today. All of these things we ask in your holy name and do give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church. Good morning, Pastor and First Lady. It's Jamie.
Morning.
I'm glad that I'm here. Thank God that I was able to come up here for a quick trip this time. I usually stay longer, but I had to come and see about my golden girls and lay my eyes on them and be with them for these days I've been here. But I just want to thank God for them. They are my strength. They have made me who I am today. And I thank my mother and her faithfulness and her strength all the days of my life. And I just want to thank everyone for being so supportive of my family through the good times, bad times, or any other times. This church has been supportive of them. So I just want to say have a beautiful day today, and God bless everyone that's on the line. And hopefully I'll be able to see you all soon once, you know, things change in the atmosphere. But if not, we can hear if we can't see. So have a good day, everyone, and God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. I want to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his grace and his mercy, they endure forever. Pastor Kason, First Lady, I thank God for you. I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for my heart of God's family and their faithfulness. I still say, and I will continue to say, I know God is answering all of your prayers. He's answering all of our prayers. He's working through you all to get to us, and it's truly a blessing. I feel a little filled up this morning. This is the September 26th, the day that my mother passed on. Around the same time is when we were going through. But God has blessed us to be here because of her legacy. Mm-hmm. Also great is that faithfulness, Lord, unto me. That song was chosen by my church to sing at my husband's funeral. And Jamie brought it to my memory a few minutes ago, and it kind of let me know that God is for real. God is for real. He is still in the healing business, and he's still in the blessing business. And so we're going to keep on continuing to pray and serve him and look up to him and know that he is the answer. Yes, sir. He will supply your needs.
Yes, sir.
He will supply you. Not always what you want, but he will supply your needs. And he's continuing to work with us and healing us in his own way. And I feel very blessed that I woke up this morning. I could see. I could talk. And I could hear what Pastor has to offer us. Pastor, I enjoyed your message last Sunday. It was so meaningful. The one before, all of them are, but sometimes some of them just touch where they need to be. And I thank you for that.
Thank you.
So I pray that you all have a blessed week. Have a good day. Bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Everyone, this morning, I am so filled with joy and happiness that, heart of God, we're still standing. And it's only through our faithfulness and knowing that God is real, and he's real to me. He's real to you all. And no one can make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. God is real, and he's real to me. And I just love you, heart of God. I'm just so filled with what God has done, what he's going to continue to do, and what he has already ordered our steps, and our steps are ordered by the Lord. I want you all to have a blessed week, and I love you, and great is our faithfulness. Man didn't give it to us, and man can't take it away from us. The Lord gave it to us, and I want you all to have a blessed week. And I love you. Please stay safe and wear your mask. And I'm doing the best I can in the school. We are going through some times, but God has protected me thus far and kept a hedge of protection around me. I just love you all. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn. Good morning, First Lady and the Heart of God Church. I am just so glad to be here today, and I just thank the good Lord for that and give him all the praises. Hallelujah, Lord. It's been another trying week. We have a lot of things, you know, like you get rid of one thing and then another thing comes and you have to work with that. So what do we do? We just depend on the Lord and know that he's going to bring us out. We might tremble a little bit and sweat a little bit, but he gives us the victory. And I just thank him for just being there for me, and sometimes I say to myself, Lord, you know I'm spoiled, and you have spoiled me so bad, but I just thank you for all that you do, will do, and have done, oh Lord, and I ask, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you protect and continue to bless and keep all of my family and all of my friends and the Heart of God Family Church and me too, oh Lord. So this is my prayer to you, and I thank you. And hallelujah, I plan to be here next week if you're willing. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank everyone for their testimony this morning. We know that truly God is faithful and that he has provided for all of our needs, and we thank him for that. And we just say to God be the glory for the great things. Say that again. To God be the glory for the great thing that he has done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. We know prayer is so important. Amen. In our daily lives. And as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, we want to make sure, amen, that when we go to him in prayer, amen, that we don't forget those that are on the front lines of this global pandemic, school teachers and all the children and local and state officials that are doing, amen, the work of the people. Make sure that we pray that God will continue to hold the reins, that they would make decisions that are pleasing in his sight. I remember our president and vice president, remember our congressman and women, senators, know that there are some decisions coming up this week, amen, in regards to the things concerning our country. And we pray that God would be in the midst and that he would hold the reins of those decisions. Continue to pray for men and women in uniform. Continue to pray for police officers and local, federal, and all of those that are trying to do the best they can during this time of global pandemic. Pray for all of our churches that have opened in the name of Jesus. Pray that they would continue, amen, to speak with thus said the Lord, and that we would continue to be the light that shines in darkness, and we would be that city that is set up on the hill, that shining light in darkness, that those that don't know the Lord would see the light and that they will come running. I yield. What must I do to be saved to the glory of God? So I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning, and that we would also remember church family, members close and far, that God would provide all of their needs, whatever they stand in the need of. And even the prayers that we don't know what to pray, that the Holy Spirit would guide us and pray for us, that our petitions might be made known. Reverend Lindsay.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you again for your many blessings. We thank you for mercy and grace that touch us this morning and woke us up, O God. Father God, regardless of what condition we were in this morning, you were faithful. You brought us through. Father God, you made a way for us from last Sunday up until this Sunday. We thank you, Father God, because you are the unfailing God. We thank you, Father, because you are the all-sufficient Savior. We thank you, Father God, because you're more than enough. You meet every need. And we thank you, Father God, because you are the giver and the sustainer of life. So we give you glory and honor and praise this morning. We say hallelujah to your name because of who you are and what you continue to be in our life. And Father God, we pray now that as you look on our hearts and as your Holy Spirit move from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh God, if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, we pray, Father, that you would remove it and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, as you cleanse us, Father God, through your blood and through your word, Father God, we pray that you would continue to fill us with more and more of your Holy Spirit, more and more your love and more your compassion, more and more your grace, oh God, that we will continue to be your servant and continue to be humble in me, continue to be more like you, Father God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to walk in your will and in your purpose, oh God. And whatever we do and say, Father, that your name will be glorified and lifted up. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will look on Pastor Kason this morning. Father God, that you will continue to strengthen him. Continue to build him up where he's torn down. Father God, I pray that as he preached the word today, Father God, that some man, woman, or child, Father God, will come and hear your word, oh God, that some soul will surrender unto you, Father. Yeah. Father God, I pray that through the preached word, oh God, that peace and deliverance will come, oh God, that someone will know, Father God, that you can do anything. Nothing is too hard for you. Father God, I pray that healing would come forth in your name, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus. And oh God, through the preached word, Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord Jesus, yes, that you will just stand in the midst, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit have its will and have its way. Father God, we pray for First Lady this morning. We pray, oh God, that you continue to be her strength as she go into schools and as she teach and as she work with the students. Not only we pray for her, but we pray for teachers throughout the land. Yes. We pray, oh God, that you continue to strengthen, heal, and deliver. Oh God, that you will put a shield around them. And, oh, God, we pray for the children, oh, Father God, because we know that they are in the midst of all this adversity, in the midst of this sickness. But, oh, God, we pray that you keep them covered. Lord Jesus, they can only do what the parents and the teachers allow them to do. So we pray, oh, God, that you give them wisdom, give them clarity, and how to teach and how to protect the children, oh, God. Father God, help the ones that need to wear the mask. Help the ones that need to have vaccinations. Oh, God, teach us what we need to do, Father. Help us, oh, God. Take the fear away, oh, God. We can only do things in you, Lord Jesus, if you give us the strength, oh, God. So teach us and show us the right way to do and the things that will help us and help our bodies and help one another, oh, God. We are in here as a family, oh, God. We don't stand alone, so we need each other, Father God. And then, Father God, I pray for the Heart of God church family. I pray for each and every member. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father. So I pray that you will grant it according to your riches and glory. glory through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you will meet the ones that need jobs. Oh, Father God, the ones that need food and clothing. Oh, God, the ones that need shelter. Oh, God, the ones, Father God, that need deliverance. The one, Father God, that just need a healing in their bodies. I pray for Dick and Bryce this morning, oh, God.
Yeah.
I pray that you continue to touch your servant, oh, God. Continue to heal her. Continue to strengthen her, oh, God. Father God, I pray that you would look on her daughter. Look on her son, oh, God. Give them the strength mm-hmm. they need, oh, God. Look on Cheyenne this morning. Be with Dick and Daniel Bryce this morning.
Yeah.
And then, Father God, I pray for Mom and Papa Richardson this morning. I pray that you will look on them. Look on Mama Strickland and senior citizens everywhere.
Yes,
I pray
yes,
for
Lord.
Trustee Randolph. I pray for Sister Stevens. I pray for Sister Griffin. I pray, Father God, for Jamie. Oh, God, I pray that you continue to look on Trustee Henderson, and I pray for Robin Seitz, oh, God.
Yes,
Father God, I pray for Minister Jameson. I pray, Father God, for our youth and for our children, for our young adults and for our teens. Oh, God, I pray for babies, Father God. I pray, Father God, for our entire church family, oh, God. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father. So I pray that you will answer every prayer. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you for being that prayer answering God.
Yes,
thank you, Father God, for being more than enough. And even sometimes when we don't know what to ask or what to say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for just stepping in and just saying what our heart feels. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just thank you for just being God and God alone. Father God, we bless you this morning. And Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, I pray for the nurses. I pray for the doctors. I pray for everyone that is sick of COVID-19. I pray, Father God, that you would look on bereaved families everywhere. Look on the Robinson family in a special manner. Look on Dick and Fran Awkward in a special manner. Oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to strengthen our nations. Look on our president and vice president and government leaders and officials everywhere. We need you, Father God. We need you sitting down at the peace table with us. We need you to help us make the right decisions. We can't do nothing without you, Father. So, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name this morning, through the power of your Holy Spirit, that you will lead us with your wisdom, with your knowledge, and your understanding, and that you will keep us, Father. Guide us and look on the churches, oh, God. As we open up, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will keep your people safe, that you will keep your people strong. But most of all, you will allow your people to come forth and be a witness for you, oh, God. Give us the strength that we need, Father, that we might be able to share your word. Whatever means that you find fit, Lord Jesus, help us to be a witness unto you. And we thank you for the privilege. We thank you this morning for just being able to be your servants. We love you and we praise you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. We thank you for blessing and keeping our families this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your healing virtue. And we pray, Lord Jesus, through the preached word that we'll follow, Lord Jesus, Father God, that we will be closer to you and we will have a closer relationship with you. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for victory through the cross, and we thank you for the blood that was shed. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for know that God, amen, still is answering prayer. Somebody ought to say, I know that's right. Prayer answering God, and he does not change, amen. And he answered it on yesterday, amen. Rest assured, he'll answer the prayer today, amen. Reverend Sanction says sometimes he'll say yes, and sometimes he'll answer no, and sometimes he'll give you an answer wait, amen. But if you wait on him, I'm a living witness, amen. He shall, and he will renew your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for everyone continuing your faithfulness toward Heart of God ministry, those that are tuning in by whatever means that you are tuning in. We are thankful and grateful for your continued steadfastness, your continued unmovableness, your continued always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We thank God today for all of you and all that you're continuing to do in the name of Jesus. The Word of God comes to us today. It's a small book in the Old Testament. It's the Book of Lamentations. The Book of Lamentations is right after the Book of Jeremiah, right before Ezekiel. If you go to Isaiah and you come over like two books, amen, you'll find it in the midst of those. If you get to Daniel, you're gone too far. And it's between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, amen. Jeremiah and Ezekiel. So if you go to Isaiah and you come to Jeremiah, it's right after that book. But in this four chapters of the Book of Lamentations, it is a book that it is exactly what it says. It's a book of lament, lament about the lives of God's people collectively and individually, and how they had turned away from God and gone about doing the things of the world. And because of that, the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and Jeremiah was considered also a major prophet, not so much for what he had to say, but the volume that he wrote about. And so in his writings, he let us know that God is not pleased with his people collectively and individually. They turn away from God, when they turn away from God's statutes, when they turn away from the things that are not pleasing in the sight of God. And that when collectively, individually and collectively, God's people do that, there are consequences for that. And in other words, there's consequence for sin. And as in the Old Testament, as in the New Testament, there's consequences for sin. And so what we see when we live among a group of people, God's people, who don't follow the word of God, don't follow the commandments of God, don't treat each other according to the way God wants us to be treated or treat each other, then we're not setting an example to those that are around us that don't know God. And because we're God's people, because we're God's representation to those that don't know God, God is depending on us to live godly lives, to live according to his word, to live in a manner that will show those that don't know God who he is, and lead them an example of how to live for God. So God holds us accountable. And so this was the lament of Jeremiah, is that, oh my gosh, God is not pleased. Folks have turned their back on God. Folks have turned to idols. Tribes have been divided. The 10 called Israel to the northern kingdom. The 2 to the southern kingdom were not setting an example. The kings that were in charge were ungodly in the northern kingdom. The kings that were in charge in the southern kingdom were ungodly. And so it was just a mess. Today's vernacular, a hot mess. And so the people of God weren't doing what they're supposed to do collectively and individually. And the ungodly folks were, in today's vernacular, were off the chain. And so Jeremiah, he wept because he understood that God wouldn't always, amen, hold back. And that God would, in order for them, got his people to get back in line, that he would allow punishment to come upon them. And any of you who have ever had a parent or have been a parent know that when you don't do right, amen, there's a good chance, amen, that your parents will allow you a little bit of leniency, amen. But it gets to a point where you're willfully disobedient and you won't do what is right, that they're going to take you out and they're going to discipline you. my aunts would say that you would get a camp killing. Amen. You didn't do what's right. And my mom would say that she would beat you down in your back. And there was all kinds of vernacular, amen, that parents would use to indicate that they were fed up with your behavior and that they were going to cause you to get to your seat of your understanding in more of the way you've been won. And it's the same thing with God. God, he gets to a point where we're saying, hey, you know, you're supposed to set this example. You're supposed to act like I came to you, I gave you my word, I performed so many miracles and done so many things to you that you should behave in a manner that shows that I love you and you love me, and this is how we love each other and this is how we treat each other. But because of sin that's in the world, and there's none that is exempt from sin, we have this tendency to fall back and do our own things and forget about God, forget about the rules, forget about the house rules, forget about the ruler, forget about the creator, the one that allowed us to prosper. And so Jeremiah was troubled. He was troubled in the book of Jeremiah. He was troubled in the book of Lamentations, where he's like, oh my gosh, God's people are being disobedient. God's people are not being the nation that he wanted them to be. God's people are being rebellious. And if they don't straighten up, God is going to punish them. And it's a ferocious punishment, because when you know better and you choose not to do, amen, the punishment is even worse. In other words, it's willful disobedience. In other words, you should have known better. And because you should have known better and you didn't do what was required, then you're going to get some serious, severe punishment. And so as the people of God were warned by Jeremiah in this prophecy, and he told them that if he didn't do what was right in the sight of God, God would bring judgment on the nation. God would bring judgment on the people. And that's the same God in today's environment, is that we as a body of Christ, we as believers, need to follow the statutes of God. We need to follow the statutes of God. We need to continue to be an example to those that don't know God, and especially people that are in leadership in high places, people that have benefit from the blessings of God. When they and we begin to turn our back on God, and we begin to start acting like heathens and ungodly people toward each other, when we begin to start making decisions based upon how we feel and not based upon what thus said the Lord, what happens is the wrath of God, man, will work its way into our society, where we will suffer this wrath. We will suffer the consequences, and it will get so bad to the point where we'll have to humble ourselves and say, God, we've messed up thoroughly. God, as a nation, we've messed up. God, as a people, we've messed up. And God, we need to turn back to you, because you're the only one that can get us out of this. And we saw that all through the Old Testament. We saw that in the book of Judges. We saw that all through the life of God's people, is that they mess up and they turn to God, and God forgives them, and God gives them another chance. And after they forget about God and they turn to God again. But it gets to a point, amen, where God is going to have to pour out his wrath and say, you knew better. So the wrath is coming. And so this is where we find ourselves in Lamentation, in the third chapter. We're going to go to the third chapter, book of Lamentation, where God has allowed his wrath to come against Israel, the 10 tribes to the north, and Judah, the two tribes to the south, that they turned away from God. They went to idol worship. They weren't the example that God wanted them to be. And so God allowed his punishment to come upon them. And it's a tragic thing to get to a place, amen, where people are taking advantage of you because God has removed his hand of protection. And God is saying, look, in order for these people to get understanding and get back on track, I'm going to have to allow some things to happen. I'm going to have to allow them to understand that I'm not playing, that I'm serious, that this thing is a matter of life and death. And so he sends the prophet Jeremiah, and he tells them this, and they won't repent. And the temple that they built and all the glory of the temple and the people of God, they lost their shine. They lost their way, and they suffered the consequences. And so this book of Lamentations, it describes that. And so for us today, what has to happen is we have to understand that we're not exempt either. But the greatest thing about God, somebody needs to say hallelujah, amen, is that God still loves us in spite of our shortcomings. And there's nothing that we can do to deserve it, but it's simply God's grace and his mercy that loves us in spite of us and desires us to be in the right relationship and right fellowship with him. So much so that in the New Testament, God gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, God in the Old Testament, he didn't want them to perish. God in the New Testament, he didn't want them to perish. And so what God would do is he would intervene, amen, on our behalf when we've lost our way, when we stop being the godly people as a collective, when we stop being the godly people as individuals, when we've fallen and bumped our head and the record declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means every one of us has gone astray. Every one of us has come up short of the glory of God. But aren't you glad that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? Even though the wages of sin is death, God still has made a way. God still has given us a gift of grace. God still has been faithful to us that even when we've lost our way as individuals, as those of a common nation, a people of God, God says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, amen, and heal their land. And so Lamentations picks up on that same theme. And as we look at this third chapter, here Jeremiah the prophet is, he's at his wit's end. And so when we look at verse 16, and this is how he's feeling. He says, he has also broken my teeth in gravel stones. He has covered me with ashes. And in verse 17, he says, and thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot my prosperity. And in verse 18, he says, this is Lamentation 3:18, he says, and I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. In other words, God's people had suffered the punishment of God from turning away from God. They had gotten to a point where it felt like their teeth were broken, that their souls were removed, that they had no more peace, that they had no more prosperity, that they had lost their strength. And this is a place where people who have turned away from God, people who have forgotten God, you get to a point where all the stuff you thought you was going to have doing the worldly thing, doing the worldly way, all the things that you thought you were going to prosper with, when it had all come tumbling down, amen, you lose hope. And when you lose hope, you can't function in this world. When you lose hope, you have don't have the ability to move forward. When you lose hope, you have no ability to stand against the wiles of the enemy. When you lose hope, you have no strength to be able to endure the trials and the tribulations of this world. When you lose hope, you don't have the words, amen, to say, amen, God is my refuge, in him will I turn and trust. You don't have that. And so what God does is it gets us to a place where we have been humbled, amen, where we've run out of resources, amen, from the world and from each other, to a point where we say, I need to turn to God. I need to turn to God, and I need, amen, to turn to God right away, because God is the only one and the only way that can get me, in this country out of this situation. And my brothers and sisters, I say that to say, amen, that wherever you are in this world, wherever you are in your relationship with God, amen, if you run into tribulation, if you run into trials where you feel like you have no hope, God is the one to turn to. God is the one that can deliver you. God is the one that can restore your hope. God is the one that has mercy, amen, in spite of the things that we've done. And in spite of the things that we've said, in spite of the wrongdoing, in spite of the muck and the miry clay that we find ourselves in, when we hit the bottom, we can be reassured that God, amen, is there because he is the rock, amen, of the rock bottom. And so in verse 19, Jeremiah goes on and he says, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. In verse 20, he says, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And so when a people who are going through trials and tribulations, so when a nation and individuals, amen, are suffering the consequences of the errors of their way, when we have fallen short of the glory of God, the number one thing that we have to do is humble ourselves. In other words, we have to acknowledge to God, God, I've messed up. God, I've torn my own tail. God, I've done myself in. And God, you are just, amen. And you are the one, amen, who is right and righteous, amen, in allowing this punishment and allowing these consequences to come upon me. And so when people ask me in my daily walk, amen, why would our country be in such bad shape? Why would a people be in such bad shape? Why would the love of man heart go gross cold and wax gross over? And it's because that man, amen, has turned away from the love of God, turned away from the things of God, and has not humbled himself before a true and a living and a loving God. And so when I hear people say, what is going on? When I hear people say, why is this happening? I tell them that man has not humbled themselves before God. God is the God that we should fear with reverence. Man has not feared and revered him. And so God has allowed the errors of our ways, amen, to come upon us. The old wisdom used to be that the chickens have come home to roost. In other words, there's a time, amen, where the things that we've done in this body, we will have to give an account. And if we don't humble ourselves before a true and a living God, amen, the consequences will be devastating. So that's why not too many folk preach from the book of Lamentation, because it is a rough book in your own time. Go back and read these four chapters and see the consequences of God's people from being rebellious to being disobedient to God, that for 70 years they were captured and they were led into Babylonian captivity. They were prisoners of the people that they once ruled. They were prisoners of the people that once feared their God because they turned away from God. God said, I will allow them to be carried away into Babylonian captivity for 70 years because that every seventh year they were supposed to revere the Lord, and they were supposed to rest in the land, and they were supposed to observe God's statutes, but they wouldn't do it. They refuse to do it. And so God says, for every time you missed it, I'm allow you to stay, amen, in captivity. And so for 70 years, the amount of the statutes they missed, that God allowed them, amen, to be in captivity. And if we don't look and learn from history, we'll repeat history. If we don't get into a situation where we say we've done this, but we need to humble ourselves and God forgive us, that we won't have to suffer the consequences, we'll be in the same situation, amen, of those who have made the mistakes before. And so if you look at verse 21, God encourages the prophet Jeremiah. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God, in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, realizes that we're still a people that need hope. And this writing where this 21st verse comes into play reminds me of John the Revelator when he realized the depth that mankind had come. And the verse in Revelation, God gave him hope. When God showed him the travail that the earth and those that were ungodly would go through, the tribulation period, it struck him to a point where he could barely keep his breath, and that he fainted in his spirit. But God gave him a hope and let him know that the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world would be able to deliver. And so in this moment, Jeremiah is having one of those moments as a leader speaking to a rebellious people that he says in verse 21, he says, "This I recall to my mind." He says, "Therefore have I hope." In other words, I understand where we fall in individually and collectively. And I understand, amen, the trials and the tribulations that we've gone through. But aren't you glad, amen, that God will give you hope when when we sincerely humble ourselves before God? And like I said, all of us have made mistakes along the way, and all of us have justly, amen, suffered the consequences of our mistakes. But aren't you glad today that Jeremiah goes on in verse 22, it says, I'm going to say that again, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. In other words, God is a loving God that even when we've messed up, somebody ought to slip their hands up and say, "Thank you, Lord." And even when we've gotten to a place, amen, where we thought we was big and bad enough to do anything and everything we thought we was big and bad enough to do, somebody ought to say amen. If you can't say amen, say ouch. When we got to a place, amen, where we bumped our head and we found ourselves, amen, at odds with a most holy and a righteous God, that God, amen, loves us so much. I can't express it no harder than this, that God loves you so much that even in the midst of your weakest and darkest hour, amen, that Jeremiah can say it's the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. And the reason is because in the second part of that verse, he says, because his compassions fail not. In other words, the compassionate God that created us, the compassionate God, amen, is the one that's going to discipline us. You remember the old parent or the old disciplinarian, amen, they would be whipping your behind, but inside of them, as they were whipping your behind, they would be crying on the inside because they realized if they didn't whip your behind, you would get in further trouble. And so they said, "This is hurting me more than it's hurting you, but I have compassion, amen, that I'm not going to beat you like you deserve." Somebody said, "Thank you for the grace and the mercy, amen. I'm not going to take you down, amen, like you deserve, but because I have compassion, because I have mercy, amen, I'm going to ease the burden, I'm going to ease the pain, and I'm going to show you some mercy, amen. I'm going to show you some compassion that even though you deserve every stripe and even though you deserve every punishment, amen, that I am a God of compassion, that I am a God of mercy. I am the one, amen, that is able to look past fault and see the need." And so, lest I hold you long, amen, he goes on in verse 23. In verse 23, Jeremiah, even though he's seen the laments of the country and the ability of God to get to their seat of their understanding, he says, "I have hope because of the Lord's mercy. I have mercy. I have hope because of the compassion of the Lord that does not fail." And in verse 23, it says, "They are new every morning." It says, "Great is thy my faithfulness. Have I got a witness today, amen, that every morning, amen, that God wakes you up, amen. He has not failed to grant you new mercies. Have I got a witness today, every day of your life, God has not failed to put breath in your body. Every day of your life, whether you did good that day or whether you did bad that day, that God was able to allow you to inhale and exhale, that the blood was still running warm in your vein, that you had a reasonable portion of health and strength, that you were able to have food on your table, that you were able to have shelter over your head. It's because of the Lord's mercy, whether you did good or whether you did bad, that God was able to intervene with his mercy and his compassion and say, I'm going to be God in spite of your mess. I'm going to be love in spite of your unlove. I'm going to be compassionate in spite of your uncompassionate. I'm going to be faithful in spite of your unfaithfulness. So this was what gave Jeremiah the ability to continue to do the will of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad today that we can experience the faithfulness of the Lord on a daily basis. Aren't you glad today that even though God is just in allowing us to suffer the consequences of our disobedience, that he's still a merciful and compassionate God? Somebody ought to say amen. Like I said, when you get a chance, amen, go back and read the entire four chapters. You'll get an idea of the things that God's people had done. They had done some awful things, but God still took up their case when the enemy came in and took advantage of them. How many of you know that God would only allow the enemy to go but so far? Have I got a witness today? Even though we've done wrong and the hound dogs came after us, we're still God's people. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, that you didn't allow the hounds to overtake me. I'm glad today that God will take up your case. Aren't you glad today that God will stand in for you? Aren't you glad today that the writer says in verse 58, he says, oh, Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Aren't you glad today that he's still a lawyer in the courtroom? Aren't you glad today that even though we've fallen and come short of the glory of God, that God will, I say, God will stand in and God will make a way, that God will pay the price that we couldn't pay. Even in the Old Testament, God was able, I said he was able to save his folk. Aren't you glad today that God will step in and save your soul? Even when you've done everything, even then you've turned your back on God, God's grace and his mercy will step in. If you're looking for a title of the sermon today, it's great is the faithfulness of God. Great is the faithfulness of God, because God will bring mercy, God will bring compassion, and God will send someone to see about his child. Aren't you glad today that when God took your case, nobody else would take it? When God took your case, nobody else would have you. But God said, I'll step in, I'll fight your battle, I'll turn the situation around, I'll plead your case, I'll pay the price. God said, I'll step in when nobody else will step in. Aren't you glad today that even though we don't deserve it, God's grace, God's mercy will allow us to make it through? When I was down and I didn't have hope, when I was out and I couldn't get in, when my prayers hit the ceiling, aren't you glad today that God's mercy, God's compassion, God's allow us to be able to see that we need to turn back to him? And when the justice demanded that we should die. God sent his son that said, no, no, my son, the lily of the valley, my son, the bright morning star, my son, Mary's baby, has already paid the price because justice demanded that we should die. But Jesus, 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 Jesus stepped in with his compassion, with his mercy, with his love, with his grace, and he hung, he bled, he died, but early, great God from Zion. He got up with all power in his hand. He took and wiped the slate clean on Calvary's cross. Aren't you glad today that you're able to observe another communion? It's why, because God is, I say God is faithful. He's faithful, he's faithful. He's the one that will make a way. He's the one that will wipe the slate clean. God is faithful. When we went astray, every one of us went astray. The faithfulness of God, the faithfulness of God, the mercies of God, the compassions of God, they fail not. They're new every morning. And even when we've been saved for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, when we mess up, God's faithfulness will come in. And if we humble ourselves and ask God for forgiveness, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to say that again. He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 is the same faithfulness if we confess, cleansed us up with in the Old Testament. Is the same faithfulness that he'll clean us up in the New Testament. Because it's the same God that has been faithful. Great is the Lord's faithfulness toward all of us. Aren't you glad today? Aren't you glad that God is not a sometime God? That God is not a weary, that God is not a petty God, but he's a loving God. And because he's a loving God, he's a faithful God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And all of us, amen, we can write our own books of the things that we didn't do, done, done. Sins of omission, commission, amen, you name it, you call it. But because of the faithfulness of God and that compassion and those mercies, he said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I hope it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great. I said great. Somebody ought to say great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. For his word. Amen. Sometimes we go astray, and sometimes our nations go astray. Sometimes we as a people go astray. But that's why you need to go to the word of God, because this world has you stressed out, strung out, on drugs, doing crazy stuff. Amen. But if you look to the word of God, God's word will guide us. It will give us what we need to be able to make corrections in our lives. When you look at the things in this word, amen, it's against sound wisdom and doctrine that we don't look at the word and follow the word and realize that when we go against sound wisdom and doctrine, the word of God, that we'll find ourselves in trouble. So we have to encourage each other to search these scriptures. The book of Lamentations is very rarely talked about. The book of Revelation is very rarely talked about, but it's good movement. It's good doctrine for us to be able to know these things, that when we see trouble, when we see people going astray, that we can say, hey, hold up. You think it's bad what they're doing to you? You don't want to get to a situation where the Lord is allowing this to happen. Amen. Or the Lord is doing this to you. Amen. And we used to say, you think that's bad? Don't let your father get started. Don't let your mama get started. Amen. Yeah. It's better to deal with that right there. Amen. Turn away and suffer the humiliation of your peer pressure, teasing, and to mess up. Amen. Amen. And your parents know you know better. Amen. And they get a hold of you behind. Amen. Can I put it like that? Amen. So we need to get in the word. We need to pass that word on. We need to be found doing what thus said the Lord. Amen. And we need to be found thanking him for his great faithfulness toward all of us. Amen. Amen. Go back and read that. It's a tough read. It's a tough read. I tell you, they did some rough things, and they disobeyed God, did some rough things to each other. But great is the faithfulness for the Lord, and we are not consumed. Amen. Because his compassion, they fail not. And we thank God that he's a God that cannot fail. Amen. Great is the Lord. Amen. Faithfulness. God bless you today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ever smile upon you. Be encouraged. Amen. It's not too late to turn to the Lord. Amen. Even today. Amen. It's not too late. And we can always ask him for forgiveness. And he is, again, faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Yeah, faithful and just. Only one faithful and just God. And that's the Lord our God. Amen. The great I am that I am. All right. We are blessed to be able to participate in the fourth Sunday of this month, where we observe our Communion Sunday. Remember what the Lord has left on record for us to do, to remember his body and his blood that were sacrificed that we might have the right to eternal life. And so we're going to ask God's blessing on this bread and this cup of the fruit of the vine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to make it to the fourth Sunday of this month in the year of our Lord, 2021. We thank you, God, that you blessed us to be able to see this ninth communion in this year. So, Father, as we humble ourselves and as we bow, God, we pray that you would bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. And, God, we pray that you would bless this cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin of many. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus, when he became our Passover lamb, he observed the Passover that it was instituted with Moses in the Old Testament for the last time. And that was when they were told to take the blood of a lamb, an innocent lamb that was slain, and they would put the blood on the doorposts and the lintels. And so when the 10th plague came, with the death of the 10th plague, which was the death of the first child, firstborn through the land, that the death angel would see the blood, they would pass over and spare that family from death. And so they did that until the institution of Jesus' new covenant, as he became our Passover lamb. And as he sat down with his disciples, when he was going to be betrayed, and he took bread and blessed it and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. And in like manner, after they had supped and took the cup of the fruit of the vine, he said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." He said, "This is the new covenant for the remission of sin. And often as you drink it, remember to me." Let us drink together. Amen. Amen. The record declared that they did not give a benediction, but they went out into the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. And as we go out into our Mount of Olives, amen, let's remember to sing that song. "Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." And so we sing that song, and I'm sure the writer of that song was inspired by the Book of Lamentation, the third chapter, and verse 21, 22, and 23. So as you sing that, and the song has more meaning, amen, and you study that book of Lamentations, amen, you'll truly, truly understand and appreciate, amen, great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you. Prayerful, we'll see you again on next Sunday. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name, God bless.